The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like we're getting, as the kids say, we're doing the work today. We're getting that done faster than on the days when Lindsay's here.
I don't know. I would have to check, but yeah, probably. That just makes sense. She doesn't.
Because we still have one talk box in the room that likes to talk and you know, chatter a lot. But if he doesn't have anyone participating with him, then it's not as time consuming.
Well, that is true. That is true. You got to adjust. If somebody's talking more the one day, then you just got to fall back a little bit. So, you know, I'll let them have it out. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I don't mind being an audience for them.
But I always look at it like if I'm not in the conversation, it's not interesting for anybody.
Yeah, it's the sign of a, well.
Sign of an ice hoe.
Fill in the blank, I don't know.
That's a number one symptom of being an ice hoe.
I think it's just these seats, because like when Riggins was here and Alexis was here, they did the same thing. I think it's just these seats.
Oh, it's not nearly to the level you are.
I disagree.
I don't think Riggins was as nearly as participatory in any conversations.
No. It's a big talker.
Mm-hmm. I know it's not me. It is not I. I don't talk to any of y'all.
I'll be over here.
Any of y'all damn buddies.
I was crushing a crossword puzzle yesterday while all that was going on.
Jody's like, it's taking you a lot longer now to get through at work. What are you doing? Like, same amount of work.
Just talking about cookie butter for 30 minutes. That's what they're doing.
Because, I mean, it's rude to just say, hey, all right, y'all need to stop talking so we can record, you know.
Please interrupt me. Hard. Please.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, you can't say anything.
Yeah, it's almost like you're listening to a phone conversation of somebody else's.
Oh, yeah.
You know? He's like, you girls need to take this up in the afternoon. They did yesterday. Rob went to Lindsay's house.
They did go to her house, yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous.
No, you're not. You stupid.
She told me she lives in an area of Charlotte. She does not live in that area of Charlotte. It was 30 minutes from my house to get to her house.
She said y'all live close to each other.
Yeah, she said the phrase, you know, the Ballantyne area. That is not where she lives.
She says, maybe Ballantyne of another state. Yeah. All right, so we'll get into the extra funny stuff. Like, this is not it. Actually, it's not going to get any better than what it's just been over the last couple of minutes, but there'll be more of it. Let's say that.
More extra funny next.
Say hi to our friends from No More Last Days at the Carolina Renaissance Festival every weekend through November. They've got one goal, to help save dogs at risk of euthanasia at kill shelters. Visit them online at tjriggins.com/lastdays or go check them out in person at the RenFest.
I have the worst TMJ. I grind all night, and Cheeky has helped me tremendously. Cheeky offers affordable custom night guards delivered to your doorstep at a fraction of the cost. So use code TJ for 30% off at tjriggins.com/teeth. Guys, you know I love a good hat, and right now Eric Javits has the cutest hats for fall and winter. Bucket hats, fedora hats. You can use code TJ for 20% off right now at tjriggins.com/hats. That's Eric Javits. You're going to love them.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Ooh. Okay. Let's get into it. That's what people say on social media when they're about to demonstrate something, like they're cooking something. Let's get into it.
Let's get started.
Yeah, but no, let's get into it. And like, okay, because they pick, like, somebody will throw something out there and then they'll all just glom onto it and feel like they've got to say that. Oh, that was cool. I'm going to say that. And now everybody's saying this way, and I'm going to. As the country's leading societal profiler, things like that just fly all over me, like followers, like drones having to just do everything that somebody else does. Like when they say, let's give it a good mix, instead of saying stir it or mix it up, let's give it a good mix. It's like, God, you're only saying that because you heard other dumbasses say it.
And the, let's go.
Yeah.
I know you.
Yeah, I get it. I
hear and I'm you. Trying, though. I'm trying not to let stuff bother me. Yeah, I am.
You're not doing a great job.
No, I'm terrible at it, but I am trying.
When you're leaving a comment on the bucket golf. And now some 20-year-old intern that thought she just did a great video has some grown man be like, you idiot.
Yeah, and then she clapped back and he clapped back on her clapback. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's because the young people haven't had somebody wise that knows what they're talking about teach them anything. That's why.
Okay.
Like the greatest sin of a radio personality or DJ, if you want to call them DJs, is to talk while the person in the song is singing. You talk over the introduction of the song or down the back fade of the song, but not if a DJ is talking and he or she doesn't wrap up what they're saying before the person starts singing, that's called walking on the vocals. And that is the worst thing you can do as a professional radio announcer. So I do have, as they say, the chops to be able to try to teach people that that's wrong to play a voiceover on top of someone singing, which is what the kids think is the best thing going now on social media, obviously. I am coming from a place of caring and charity to try to get that stamped out.
You don't want them to look stupid.
Exactly. The what, Riggins?
What was I going to say? I don't know. Something stupid. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I hear you. I agree. I don't agree, but I hear you.
I mean, if I were an expert on, people jumping off bridges and how to get them to stop it,
yeah,
or teach them a better way to so they're not doing it, I would be selfish as the expert not to try to help them. So yeah. That with the knowledge that I have of the proper way to do a voiceover. And for me just to keep that to myself and criticize silently, that's not helping the community. And I'm all about the community.
I'm helping the community.
Mm-hmm. I am. And this is an interesting piece of social media where this young lady is telling other young ladies not to play wrestle with their boyfriends. And then her pattern of speech and all of that, you can tell she's young. I'm getting better cause I didn't even harp on that some of the way that she was talking and everything. Cause she's making such a great point here. Then I think anything that I can support where it's teaching someone the right thing to do, I'm going to do that, Riggins. You know that.
He's helping.
Look at all the stuff I've taught you since you've been in college.
Yeah.
Look at you. Just look at you.
I know.
All right. So here's what she said.
Do y'all ever just sometimes like play wrestle your boyfriends and you're feeling really strong and you're like, oh yeah, like we're going to wrestle and like, I'm going to put up a good fight. Like I'm going to give him a run for his money. And then within like 20 seconds, he pins you and you're like, and it's actually terrifying when you think about the fact that like, although he would never do that in real life, other than when you're play wrestling, he could easily do that to you at any moment if he wanted to, and you would not have the strength or any sort of resolve to stop that. And the reality of that really sets in on you and freaks you out. Like I'm in a lovely, trusting, beautiful relationship where I know my boyfriend would never hurt me, but on the off chance he wanted to, there would be nothing I could really do about it. I would not be able to fight back because he would literally have me pinned in 12 seconds. Like, I don't always completely understand the strength that men have until we do something like that. And he's got me pinned in like 12 seconds and he's strong. And I thought I was strong. I thought I was scrappy. I thought I was a fighter. And then you're just kind of terrified and you're like, well, I wish I wasn't aware of this now. Wish that was information I didn't have.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So the point that I think the overall is a good one, that don't lose thought of how strong men are, even though you may think that they're not. Just men in general are stronger than women in general. And don't throw any examples out of some bodybuilder girl or some powerlifting, you know, just average day-to-day people. Men are way stronger than women. And, I mean, my wife has seen that. When she wants to start playing around, like she's going to hit me or something, you know, just like playing around. And all I got to do is reach up and grab her wrists.
Yeah.
When I grab her wrists, she's done.
Yeah.
Then she starts trying to kick, and then I just push her away. Yeah. And she can't reach me.
Yeah.
And I'm laughing, and she starts laughing because she can't get out.
Yeah. Yeah. But she never has that crisis afterwards where she's like, oh, yeah, if in case anything ever went wrong, this could get really ugly. That's so sad to me that she had to go through that thought process of like, oh, my God, but what if he ever actually did try to hurt me? That's, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Or I thought she may have been saying that that she knows never to engage in anything physical with him.
Yeah, but she pointed out in that video, she's like, he would never hurt me, but if he did, he decided to. It was like, oh, yeah, I guess that's part of it, but
you don't think most women know that about their husbands and boyfriends?
I don't know. Do they picture it like visual? It sounds like she was like visualizing it and thinking about it for a while. I don't know. I'm sure they do, but it makes me sad.
But you know what else that a different family dynamic that comes to that conclusion sometimes?
Oh, I know exactly which one.
What?
Me and older brothers / my dad.
Dads, yeah.
You know, my dad always laughed. He'd be like, yeah, all right, come on, let's try. You know, he's big and fat, but he's got the dad strength, and now he's got old man strength. He would not play like that.
Yeah, my son's 21, and he knows that I beat the shit out of him in a heartbeat.
It's just the way it goes.
And he's stronger than I am.
Sure.
He's not fat.
Everything could be
side. He got a young back, you know.
That's just it.
But I will destroy him.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to clear the furniture out after dinner, move the coffee table, move the chairs back, move the sofa back, and me and my two brothers and my dad would just grapple and wrestle over a tinfoil ball. And then, we'd all have to pile on my dad, and eventually he'd stand up and throw everybody off. Mm-hmm. It's just what dads do. They can beat up their kids.
Yeah, and my older brother used to do the same to me. I mean, he would never hurt me, and we never really fought much. I mean, as far as being mad at each other, we never like fist fought or anything like that. But I was an athlete and he wasn't. And so he's still 4.5 years older than I am. And when I was, middle school age maybe or something, I thought I was big shit. I played football and baseball and all that. And then I would try to challenge him in wrestling or something. And I'd try to go at it, even if I was a surprise attack on him. He just flipped me over and he pinned me to the, like she said, just pinned me to the floor, put my hands up like by my head and put his knees on my elbows, straddling my chest and just laugh at me.
Yeah.
And drip spit out of his mouth like he was going to let it drop on my face and then suck it back up right before it hit my face.
That's so disgusting. Gross.
Yeah.
I'd rather get beat.
And then. And then
please
laugh.
Punch me.
He never did spit on me, but it made me think because I couldn't get up. I was trapped.
Yeah.
And then he'd go like that. Some wicked laugh. Yeah.
It is a skill to be able to do that spit thing, though. I can never get it down.
I had a friend growing up in my neighborhood named Raymond Durbin. God rest his soul. He just passed this year.
Oh, did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a name I've heard forever. That's so sad.
Mm-hmm. And he used to be able to, I don't mean to be too gross, but it's the facts. He could hock up a loogie.
Oh.
And he would spit it way in the air and then get under it and catch it like a fly ball.
Oh, no.
In his
Why
mouth.
Why would you jump that skill?
I don't know.
That is vile.
But yeah, he'd camp out under it like a fly ball and catch it back in his mouth. It's one of the grossest things ever.
Yeah, you don't want to see that.
But again, God rest his soul.
R.I.P. Young guy?
He's 2 years older than I am.
Dang.
So yes, very young.
Quite young.
Extremely young.
Oh. 2 or 3 years older than I am.
Yeah, I've heard that name forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I grew up with him all the way till I left there.
Big part of your life.
At the age of 20-something, 21.
Now he's hawking loogies in heaven. St. Peter was blown away when I showed him. I ain't never seen nothing like it.
How you think he got in heaven? God loved that trick.
So, Rob, I got to ask you an important question.
Okay, yeah.
If I forgot to hit record at the beginning of this, will you have it on the video?
The video should have
it. As a backup?
We should be okay.
Okay. Because I just looked at it. It's green. It's not red, the button.
That's why we do these backups, just in case.
All right, good. Good. And since I didn't hit record, the timer didn't start, so I don't know how deeply into this we are either.
Oh, I didn't either.
Hmm.
With that first part, we were at about 16 and a half minutes.
Oh, well, then we're done.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, we're giving them too much today.
Yeah, we're done. We can't give them too much because we still got to service the pay people. The people who pay coming up next in the on the Prime Plus. So, ha ha.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Say hi to our friends from No More Last Days at the Carolina Renaissance Festival every weekend through November. They've got one goal, to help save dogs at risk of euthanasia at kill shelters. Visit them online at tjriggins.com/lastdays or go check them out in person at the RenFest.
I have the worst TMJ. I grind all night, and Cheeky has helped me tremendously. Cheeky offers affordable custom night guards delivered to your doorstep at a fraction of the cost. So use code TJ for 30% off at tjriggins.com/teeth. Guys, you know I love a good hat, and right now Eric Javits has the cutest hats for fall and winter. Bucket hats, fedora hats. You can use code TJ for 20% off right now at tjriggins.com/hats. That's Eric Javits. You're gonna love them.